Little Timmy Hansen's got a problem. Maybe the listeners can help him. Send money, send porn, send anything you want. But little Timmy's gonna need a little something more. You can buy the movie, it'll give you pleasure. Got tits, rock on, got ass, bring it home. Timmy needs a Johnson for Tim Hansen's Tranny Adventure. Well, Timmy's nailed more girls than Will Chamberlain. Hit more times than the ex-president. I don't think Timmy needs trannies because he's gay. I think Timmy ran out of hard ass to bend. Tim Hansen's Tranny Adventure. Don't even bother taking out your dentures. D-cups, that's great, got a twat, masturbate. Cause Timmy don't need the coochie for Tim Hansen's Tranny Adventure. I know that there's some nervous beaver thinking they won't get to see Timmy's wiener. I don't know if he's coming back once he feels his balls smacking another ball sack for Tim Hansen's Tranny Adventure. Twice the jizz, twice the attention. If you don't have an Adam's apple, get the fuck out of town.
It's Friday, October 15th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, what is the worst possible automobile to stick your dick in? Plus, a stripper heel in your head, and I got my donut. Who wants a blowjob? All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Hansen.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you to end the week with the Big Friday program. I've got a great show for you today. You know, I recently ran across an interesting recipe I wanted to share with you. But I am not Becky Homecki in the least. This is not my arena of expertise. I'm not good at cooking, baking, crafts. But I do think it would be a perfect segment for Simple Living. I'm Leanne Paisley Howell, and coming up on today's Simple Living, I'll show you how to craft a homemade colostomy bag that is both attractive and reflects your unique personality by using stamps, stickers, and a little imagination. Plus, never forget an erotic fantasy again by constructing your own wet dream catcher. Later in the show, I'll also give you some pointers in designing fun and darling stillborn birth announcements. But first, a tangy home-brewed alcoholic beverage so simple to make, any horny male college student can pump it out in no time. It's all coming up today on Simple Living. Good morning, I'm Leanne Paisley Howell, and it is a good morning with you here. Whether you're a college girl whose mouth is at the wrong place at the wrong time, a Catholic altar boy, or just the loser of a game of soggy waffles, at some point in your life, you've probably tasted male semen. On previous episodes of Simple Living, I showed you how to cook with man batter and use it as a glaze. But did you ever think to brew it? Here's a fun and spunky way to get your daily dose of vitamin cum. This Simple Living recipe was sent in by Mike R. from Washington. He posted it on our 4chan board. He says, I have a cycle that takes about a year and a half. I've been doing it since the late 90s when I started jerking off. First, I get a 2-liter bottle. Glass works better because it doesn't expand. I spend months jerking off several times a day, and after a year and a bit, it gets mostly full. I keep it in a cool, dry place during this time. When it's about 2/3 or 3/4 full, I add some water to thin it out, a couple of pounds of sugar, and a small packet of yeast. Then I stir it up. I seal the bottle with a bung and a U-pipe with water in it to allow gas from the fermentation to escape, but without evaporation. I put it on my radiator and keep it around 37 degrees Celsius for a few weeks. By the end, my bottle of semen is now a sweet alcoholic sludge, usually around 15%, like a wine. I either mix it with Coca-Cola or dilute it with vodka to make it more alcoholic, and can take days before finishing it. I find that I come so hard and get really turned on when I'm drunk off my own man slime. You can even chill in the fridge and have it like a thick cold yogurt if it's summer. Well, there you have it. Jizzin' vodka, cumin coke, and cold creamy blowgurt. All from one recipe. Now that's what I call simple living. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I'll show you how a meat cleaver and twine can help you lose those unwanted pounds. I still can't figure out why HGTV has not picked up Simple Living. I keep pitching it, and they keep rejecting it and sending me cease and desist orders. It's rather discouraging, but I won't stop because this program needs to be aired. It's the craft show for the rest of us. Freaks. Speaking of freaks, Tonetta is back with a brand new video. This song is called Lollipop.
I wanna suck on your lollipop.
Right? That's my guess how the song's gonna go.
And lick your balls.
I feel like sucking on a lollipop.
Well, almost.
Lollipop, lollipop. I'm sure you're full, yeah, you've got a lot. Sucking on my lollipop.
I was really close. I've never heard this song before. Like a stab in the dark there.
I feel free as the air. I run naked, naked, yeah, bare. I sing and dance, then get down to the wire. I have you around. What a party, what a life. I get it almost every night. There's hardly a time when I ain't got drive. I feel so alive.
Yeah.
I feel like sucking on a lollipop.
You get the idea.
Lollipop, oh lollipop.
Thank you very much, Tonetta. He's still got it, whatever it is. Lollipop. That's what it is. Moving on, a couple years ago on the show, we started playing Ventrilo harassment clips. Oh, these are great. Basically, if you don't know what vent servers are, basically it's software. It's like a chat room, right? Except it's all voice chat. And you get on there with your friends so you can play, World of Warcraft or whatever video or whatever computer games you want to play. But you can talk with your friends and communicate with them while you're playing. Occasionally, these chat channels will be infiltrated by complete assholes. Today, Chris Hansen from Dateline NBC stops by a vent server.
This time, things will be different. This time, I like rape.
You can get the second and third key frags in any order. Arc, you need the key, though, and for that, you need an extensive quest chain and Netherstorm.
That's terribly sexy.
Change channel.
I like rape. I like soft, sensual kissing. I like to make love.
Fucking hell.
Just mute him.
You wanna try again?
What a fucking cuckhead.
No fucking shit. If he can fucking hear this, I hope you burn in hell, you asshole. Jesus Christ. Okay, back to the regular program. He might be able to hear us, but we can't hear his bitching, so it's all good.
Now, I love when the nerds get so angry. They're so focused on their game, they can't possibly laugh at something like this.
You make fun of them and you can't talk back. Lols.
Oh my god, what a nerd!
Did you ever do any promotions for Kindergarten Cop, the movie?
Fuck.
I want to blank your brains out.
Good for you.
I work nights and I only got Tuesdays and Wednesdays off.
Yeah.
You don't have weekends?
Yeah.
Off?
No, I'm working at the fucking weekends for like a shitload of time, yeah.
That's terribly sexy.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Laugh out loud.
I like pissing off nerds. Funny. So there you go. Vent harassment for you. Haven't done those in a while. Moving on. Some more Craigslist ads coming in. I'll read just a few for you right now. Adrian emailed me with a Craigslist posting from Atlanta. The headline is very simple. Sniffer 23. I enjoy farts, ass sniffing, dirty underwear, and watching and hearing guys take a dump. I really like to take my... It's just a fun thing. I really like to take my time and enjoy the natural, manly scent of a man's dirty, sweaty hole. Love to sniff through a pair of skidded briefs. Then get a few loud, rumbling farts in my face. Love feeling the vibration of the ass wind blasting hard against my face. Then inhaling all the funk from the fart cloud that was just released from a hot guy's stinky fart hole. Fart cloud and fart hole, both used in one sentence. Ta-da! Heather sent in a Craigslist ad. This is a different Heather. I guess there was a Heather a couple days ago on the show. This one's from Bloomington, Indiana. The headline is Sperm Donor, Woman for Man, 26. I'm looking for a guy who wants to impregnate me and have no responsibility of fatherhood. Just ask a black man, right? anyone will do. This, racist. This must be discreet due to my partner. Whoops. If interested, please email me a pic and a general health information. Okay. I am real, and it was such a nice day today! Exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. That's really why I'm reading this posting. What a weird thing to say. I'm real, and it was such a nice day today. Impregnate me. I'm testing for ovulation so I know when I'm the most fertile, looking to start soon, mostly nights after 9 p.m. So there you go, just a couple of new Craigslist ads coming in. If you want to participate and win some vaginal magnets, let me clarify, vaginal herpes magnets, it's pretty much exactly what it sounds like, send in Craigslist ads from your hometown. Just log on to Craigslist, find some Recoculus postings, and email them to me. Now, before we get into the news, I've got one more clip I want to share with you today. Have you guys heard of the Fuck Hate campaign? It's one of those gay equal rights things, and they're raising money for the American Foundation for Equal Rights and Equality California and Lambda Legal and all sorts of fine gay organizations, I'm sure. But what's great about the Fuck Hate campaign is they keep it real by dropping a lot of F-bombs and making little kids say fuck. I mean, this is right up my alley, right up my poop chute.
Hi, are you one of those fuckwads that has a fucking problem with my gay son getting married?
See, old lady saying fuck?
My two moms. You fucking want to stop them from getting married?
Then listen up, haters.
For some fucking straight talk on gay marriage.
Oh, Lord. I'm losing interest now.
Number one, if you don't want gay marriage, then don't marry someone with the same fucking junk in their undies.
Pretty fucking simple.
Number two,
so if it were really all about protecting marriage,
you'd be fucking making divorce illegal for
straight people. Not cock-blocking Adam and Steve from getting a fucking...
Okay, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to hear this. I liked it better when little kids were saying fuck. That's all I'm interested in. Although I really should give equal time to the opposition. So here is the Westboro Baptist Church performing their hit, Everburn. It kind of sounds familiar, if you ask me.
Shut up, rebel, you talk, I don't hear a thing. All you got is lust, no will to just obey, obey. What did you say? You think God loves your praying? He hates all you do cause you love fornicating.
Fornicating.
He hates all you do cause you love fornicating.
Lady Gaga, you could learn a thing or two. That actually sounds pretty good, that fornicating bit.
Fornicating.
Yeah.
No hesitation, you got more perversion to display. But there's no part of you you haven't pimped already. You should have planned for curses from the God you disobey. Now he hates all you do cause you love fornicating. Stop praying, stop praying, God will not hear you anymore. You've got the boys and the girls to be proud for. Stop praying.
This is like like the one church that encourages you people not to pray. Like, there's no point in praying God hates you.
Don't pray, God will not hear you anymore. You taught the boys and the girls to be proud whores.
All right, enough of that. You get the idea. The Westboro Baptist Church and their Lady Gaga parody. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, I fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not Sideshow member, sign up right now. Oh, I've got some good stuff for you guys. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Yesterday was a great Sideshow exclusive program, and I mentioned that Spider came through with his blood play video. And in it, among other things, the girl actually carves DV into her thigh or something, which is fantastic. So I told you guys yesterday I was going to be posting that on the Sideshow feed. I still plan on that. Had a little problem converting the video into something I can use with my editing program. But I got that taken care of. That's going to be posted, if not today, tomorrow. So you'll definitely want to sign up for the Sideshow so you can see all the blood play action. There's a lot of blood. Just, it's disgusting. Spider actually shows off his back as well, so you can actually see that the picture that I was provided was real, and it was of Spider, so it's all legit. Sign up right now. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus all of the exclusive content we do every week. It really does help support the program. Thank you very much. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, this one's very short, but I think you'll see why I like it. It comes from SeattleCrime.com. Apparently, Seattle police arrested a man in a park last night after officers apparently caught him fucking his own station wagon. Now, a couple things here. One, we have talked about this particular fetish before. There's been documentaries over there on the BBC and stuff, so that doesn't come as a shock to me. I mean, I'm fine with people sticking their cocks in cars, but what I have a problem with is the vehicle he chose. I can't think of a less sexy automobile than a goddamn station wagon. It's so very unappealing. Ugly, even. It's Renee Zellweger on wheels, basically. I'd have more respect for him if he parked a minivan or something. Alright, police say the man was high on PCP, and every once in a while a news story will come around which involves, someone on PCP, and I say the same thing every time, and that is, how the hell did he get a hold of PCP? Like, what did he time travel to the 60s or something? Didn't even realize that stuff was still produced. Yes, police say the man was high on PCP when he decided to take his Chevy Celebrity. Oh my god. A Chevy Celebrity? He doesn't respect himself at all. He'll just fuck anything that rolls. Watch out, Stephen Hawking, and all cripples. You may be next. Dun dun dun. A Chevy Celebrity? If you don't know what that car looks like, Google image it. It's a boner killer is what it is. You sit down in a Chevy Celebrity and you're cock goes right up in your body. All right, yes, police say the man was high on PCP when he decided to take his Chevy Celebrity off-roading in the Upper Loop at Seward Park. Again, that's something else you should not do with a Chevy Celebrity. Take it off-road. That's a horrible idea. All right, police then received a report that a witness spotted a naked man was in a park trying to have sex with his car. Officers arrived and arrested the man at the scene. He's Blue Boy! I have no idea how you have sex with a car. I think in that documentary it was described as, just dry humping. You just get on the hood and fucking gyrate on it like you're in a Whitesnake video or something. All right, second story we have for you today. Guess which state it comes from? Say it with me!
Florida. I'm a fucked up state!
I said say it, don't scream it. I have a headache. A South Florida man may have a few more dollars to toss around at strippers after he won approximately $650,000. Oh, shit. Did he get whiplash from a tit? Always happens. Yes, he won $650,000 in a settlement for injuries he suffered during a lap dance. All signs point to titties. In 2008, Michael Ireland was poked in the eye. Whoa, must have been cold in there, right? Nipples. Yes, in 2008, Michael Ireland was poked in the eye by a stripper's spiked high heel. Oh, okay. When he got a little too close during a performance at the Cheetah Club near West Palm Beach.
Fuck you if you're not from Palm Beach County.
Yeah, you tell him, weird black granny. All right, the shoe of a stripper named Suki punctured his eye socket, oh my god, and broke bones around his eye and nose, and the man has permanent double vision. Well, that'll actually make going to the strip club twice as fun, if you ask me. It also might mean he'll have to pay double for lap dances. I'm not sure how that works. Yeah, so apparently he has double vision, according to his attorney. The strip club decided to settle out of court Thursday instead of going through with the lawsuit and possibly paying more in damages. Quote, when this case was first filed, many people criticized it simply because it occurred at a strip club, said Lake Lytell, Ireland's attorney. But we feel that $650,000 settlement goes to show that this was a serious case with serious injuries. No one laugh at the poor bastard. Come on. All right, final story we have for you today. It's another short one, but a lot of these short ones are good. This comes from Oklahoma. Police say an Oklahoma woman tripled her trouble when she stole a donut from someone's truck. All right. Peed in a parking lot and then offered to perform a sex act on an officer for money. Triple threat. The 27-year-old hot mess from Tulsa was being held Thursday in Washington County Jail. There's an R in there somewhere. On charges of vehicle burglary, ting, trespassing, ting, indecent exposure, ting, and soliciting prostitution. Jail records do not show if she has a lawyer. All signs point to no, though. A Bartlesville Exam Enterprise report. What an awful name for a newspaper. The Bartlesville Examiner Enterprise. Ugh. Yes, they say that the truck owner complained to police that a woman stole a donut at about 2 a.m. on Wednesday. A convenience store clerk asked police to charge the woman because he said she pissed outside the store. Officer R.S. Officer R.S. Deathrow? Holy mother of Christ. I would not want to get a speeding ticket from him. All right, there is a good chance I'm mispronouncing his name. Let me spell it out, and you guys can tell me if I'm pronouncing this right. D-E-T-H-E-R-O-W. Deathrow. 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 R.S. Deathrow says that when he told the woman she was under arrest, she offered to perform a sex act for money. I love that she... Wait a second. So he was going to arrest her, and she said, wait a second, I will blow you for $50. No, what you should have said is, I will blow you if you don't arrest me. That would be a proper trade. At least that's one that I could understand. You can't then ask the police officer who is arresting you for money, too. She must really think highly of her, cocksucking skills. There you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, here we go. Don't fuck this up, freaks.
Hey, Tim, it's Station Member Spider here. Hey, you said that you said something about how you have things on your computer that you don't want other people to see. Now, me personally, I do a couple Windows installs like 3 times a year. So if I have anything on there that I don't want anyone else to see, this is what I do. Basically, what I do is I install Linux first. It doesn't matter what partition, you're not going to use it anyways. So I do that, and then when that's done installing, I install Windows. And what that does is, I'm not sure if you know anything about Linux, but they use different ways of storing data. So it's a lot harder to get encrypted and stuff like that. Or it's a lot harder to decrypt.
I'm not that concerned about what's on my computer. What do you think is on there?
Hey, faggot.
Yeah, that's what you get for calling me a faggot.
Hey, faggot. It's Crescent. It's the coughing man, apparently. Actually, it's Sideshow Freak Colin from Vancouver.
Oh, you're a sideshow freak.
I was just watching the 6
Well, then, yes, you can call me a fag. Call me whatever you want. You're giving me money.
6 o'clock news downstairs. And they were playing a news story. And they kept describing this accident as really it being no one's fault. See, what had happened was this kid was rocketing down his hidden driveway on his bike, wearing earbuds, like having the music blasting, and no helmet. And when he rocketed out onto the street, he got hit by a car.
It's the kid's fault.
Now, everyone's saying it was no one's fault, but I'm sitting around looking at everyone watching this thing, and I'm thinking, it's the stupid fucking kid's fault.
Of course it is. sensitive assholes.
Good team. It's the Sight Show member, Pierre from New York.
Pierre.
Oh my god, you have to keep on drinking Red Bull as much as you can. The September 30th show.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was going to ask what show that was.
Off the wall. So hilarious. Also, another thing is, have you read Chuck Palahniuk's
No.
Invisible Monster?
But you're like the second person that asked me about that recently.
Hey, Tam, it's Matt in Kansas with a little bit of a book review. Or, actually, you may have suggested this. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But I just started J-Pod.
Yes!
By Douglas Copeland.
I did suggest that.
Fucking amazing.
Yes!
It's just the formatting of all the crazy copy is just inspired. And it's good. It's kind of bitter and funny and
dark,
and techie and all that stuff.
Yeah. And I highly suggest you check out J-Pod, the television series. It was on only for one season in Canada, but I'm sure you can find it. I bought the DVDs. I don't know where. Oh, I think on eBay or something. But I'm sure you can find it somewhere online. For a while, the WB was airing it on their website, and I don't know where else you can find it. But it's a little... at first, the acting was kind of weird. I didn't quite... like it, but then I got into it. You know, it's good though. I mean, the acting's not bad. It's just different. I don't know. Canadians, the way they do things.
Tam, loyal Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
What's great is Alan Thicke is in it. He plays a father. He enjoys drinking rum and Gatorade together because he says the electrolytes in Gatorade neutralize any of the ill effects of the rum. And who else is in it? I think that's the only big name.
Tim, loyal Sideshow member TJ from Chicago calling you, and as a huge fan of the music of Corky from Life Goes On, I feel Chris obligated to just offer a slight correction to something he said on the extended show on Tuesday. He said that the name of his song was Eating Is Fun, Eating Is Delicious. No, the name of the song is actually a lot funnier than that. Eating Is Fun, Eating Is Serious.
Oh, Eating Is Serious.
And
I'm sorry.
How could you forget the name of that song when it's given us such classic lines as Eating Is Fun, Eating Is Serious. You eat too much, you're going to get delirious. You eat too little, you're going to disappearious.
Disappearious. Yes, that is my favorite line from the song.
Eating is so, so serious.
Eating is so much fun.
Eating is so much fun.
Yes, of course. Love that song.
Hey, Jimmy. Lifetime Sideshow Scary Bobby.
Yes, Scary Bobby.
I was listening to
the
show the other day.
I'm finally recognizing people's voices.
About you playing that one porn interview or whatever. All I got to say is, your show, that's fucked up. Also, I wanted to also say that you honorable asshole.
All right, thank you very much, Scary Bob.
Hey, Tim. I have got not one, not two, but... not three, but six bizarre sex terms.
Rattle them off.
First one I've got is...
I'm going to cut you off if any of these are horrible.
You.
Oh, wait, what's that? I'm sorry.
That's when you shave your head. Shigyu.
Oh, shigyu.
That's when you shave your head and insert it into a fatty's cute. The you know you're a freak one moment. Do any sexual act while listening to DV.
Okay.
Particularly... Sextastic Tuesday.
I'll let you do one more.
The Satan, when you come, scream, Satan, away!
Okay, that one's not bad. I like that one.
And run away.
And one more. Go ahead.
The distorted view daily. Well, dating a girl, come in her eye daily.
Okay, that's enough. Moving on.
Jago, Tim. Dr. Barry Bad Touch, freelance pediatric oncologist. I'm just calling because I thought the show that you posted on Monday, the Sunday show, was a day late. But according to the intro, it was the August 3rd show. Well, Sunday, August 3rd. Which made me think it was 2 months late. However, after consulting my calendar, it turns out that show's over 2 years late. Because the last time that August had a Sunday on the 3rd
was... It was a new show. I accidentally said August.
2008. So,
yeah. Okay, all right. Another installment of Tim is a Dumbass.
Hey, Tim, I was just sitting here listening to the...
I've been doing pretty good with the years, though. For a while, every January and February and sometimes even into March, I would fuck up and say the previous year. You know, New Year and everything. But I haven't been doing that recently. I've been pretty good.
Sideshow exclusive program, you know, listen to the cum farting going on.
Sure,
good stuff. It's good stuff.
Quality
I just eat my dinner, and I realized how much I appreciate your show.
Oh, so stop it. Thank you.
Hello, Timothy. Henson, BonerScar81 here. I saw my picture I sent you, his album art cover. That was pretty awesome, especially finding another freak at the bar who was into you in a big way and thinks you're hot. Anyhow, I'm a little bit behind, but that excited me. And my dick got hot.
Very good. Well, thank you.
Hello, Timothy James Evelyn Henson.
What?
It is I, long-time listener, fifth-time caller, but never played on the air. Hoffa's ghost. Is Dan from Texas still alive?
I've been playing you a lot.
Because I haven't heard from him in a while. Anyways, heard the show today.
Who?
Ghost. Is Dan from ghost? Is Dan from Texas still alive?
Yeah, Dan from Texas called in recently. He hasn't been calling in as much, though. All right, well, thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God.
I like rape. I like soft, sensual kissing. I like to make love.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Subscribe to The Sideshow because I've got a weekend podcast for you and, of course, a video. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. See you back on Monday. Until then, bye, everybody!
You know little babies enjoy their assholes. The secret of the asshole is that it pumps erotic energy throughout the body.